Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
If there is anything more disconcerting about adjusting to the fact that Donald Trump now has his fingers on America's nuclear trigger, it may be the way that the US television networks are adjusting to the fact that Donald Trump now has his fingers on America's nuclear trigger. For the first few weeks of the Trump presidency, we were also baffled by the way in which his White House was doing business, that none of us really had much time to dwell on the awesome power within the president's grasp. After all, in the early days of his administration, he spent most of his time waging war on the reporters who cover him, rather than sounding especially bellicose towards America's global enemies. All that changed on day 77 of the Trump presidency, when news broke that he had launched airstrikes on Syria. At a stroke, President Trump changed the national conversation. Gone from the front pages were ongoing headlines about alleged collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia's intelligence services. Suddenly, opportunity knocked for those session musicians who record the bass-heavy jingles and stings that always accompany the US network's coverage whenever a president engages his military. There is, of course, nothing cable news in America likes more than a good war, or even a bad one. Both boost ratings, and along with them the rate cards that the networks can charge advertisers. Perm the word war with the name Donald Trump, and you've got a guaranteed ratings bonanza. On NBC's 24-hour news channel, you could see the whole thing going to their heads. Brian Williams, the former NBC nightly news anchor who only narrowly survived what are charitably described as a series of false and exaggerated statements about his reporting in Iraq, found himself delivering this live gem from MSNBC's anchor desk. "We see these beautiful pictures at night," he said, "from the decks of these two US Navy vessels in the Eastern Mediterranean. I'm tempted to quote the great Leonard Cohen, 'I'm guided by the beauty of our weapons,' and they are beautiful pictures of fearsome armaments making what is for them a brief flight over to this airfield." Now, I like the late Leonard Cohen as much as the next man, and I'm a big fan of his song First We Take Manhattan, from which that particular line is taken. But not for the first time, I have no idea what Mr. Williams thought he was banging on about, nor why he would feel the need to comment 3 times in 30 seconds about the beauty of America's military prowess. Over on Fox, things were soon even worse when news broke that President Trump had deployed MOAB, the so-called mother of all bombs, in Afghanistan. The anchors were positively cock-a-hoop. After showing Pentagon-released video of the attack, Fox presenter Brian Kilmeade observed, "That's what happens when a 21,000-pound bomb explodes." His co-host, Ainsley Earhart, asserted, "That is what freedom looks like. That's the red, white, and blue." Not to be outdone, their Fox News colleague Geraldo Rivera then chimed in, "One of my favourite things in the 16 years that I've been here at Fox News is watching bombs drop on bad guys." Luckily for Geraldo, but unfortunately for bad guys, and of course any civilians caught in the wrong place at the wrong time, President Trump shows every sign of rather enjoying his early dalliance with American military might. He did not drop a bomb on North Korea after that country's recent nuclear test, but he's itching to give it a try, hence his warning that the US will go it alone against Kim Jong-un unless the Chinese make headway persuading their ally in Pyongyang to abandon his nuclear aspirations. So we are standing by here for lots more jingoistic broadcasting as anchors and reporters who know better, and I've broken bread with Geraldo Rivera and can assure you that he does, await further conflict with bated breath. Jaw-jaw may be better than war-war, but on US TV news, one is always accompanied by the other. Simon Marks, Washington.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.